Wanting Movers Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our youth and children outreach. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another privilege you have given to us to speak your word. That it to you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you for doing what only you alone can do. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, our teacher. Thank you, our comforter. Thank you, our director. Thank you, our helper. Holy Spirit, we say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of God, we call upon you to come and send your word again. Speak through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word bring deliverance. Let it bring healing. Let the word bring salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word of God, which is the light, let it destroy every forms of darkness in the life of every listener in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We saturate this arena with the blood of Jesus. We cover every lie with the blood of Jesus. We cover every listener with the blood of Jesus. The word you are about to hear will not fall to the ground. It will profit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. We at CNU Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in Jesus' name. In accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Oluchi, and with me is Pastor Ugochukwu Ogbonna. Our topic today is, a Christian is not just an ordinary human being on earth. I give now to Pastor Ugochukwu Ogbonna. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, good day to you all. Today is a wonderful day, and the topic that we'll be reaching to you this afternoon is titled, a Christian is not just an ordinary human being on earth. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John 17 verse 3 and John 3 verse 17. But before we move forward, I want us to ask ourselves this question. Who is a Christian? A Christian is a religious person who believes Jesus is the Christ and who is a member of a Christian denomination. A Christian is also the person that is following the techniques and manifesting the qualities and spirit of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 11 verse 26, it says, and when he had come across him, he took him to Antioch, and they were with the church there for a year, teaching the people. And the disciples were first given the name of Christians in Antioch. What that means is simply that they were taken to a place and they were taught on how to behave like Christ. What am I trying to say? In Igbo land, you will see some of the people that will go for apprenticeship for 7 years, and their master will doctor them, will teach them, and they will learn the trade and become professions. So these people were taught what living like Christ is, and they became Christians. In John 17 verse 2, he says, even as you gave him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all those when you have given to him. Verse 3 says, and this is eternal life, to have knowledge of you, the only true God, and of him when you have spent even Jesus Christ. And John chapter 3 verse 17 says, God did not send his son into the world to be judge of the world. He sent him so that the world might have salvation through him. So you as a Christian is not to judge, but is to do what? To bring salvation unto the people. And that is what we are supposed to be here on earth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And again, I ask this question, who is an ordinary human being? Let us get it straight. That is a common person that is not exceptional in any way, especially in quality or ability or size or degree. But when you are activated, so what he's trying to tell you here is that any human being is made to be an ordinary person. There are qualities in you. It is only when you activate those qualities that you now graduate from being an ordinary person to what? An extraordinary being in Christ Jesus. According to the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 14 to 15, it says, "Then Amos, in answer, said to Amaziah, 'I am no prophet, and or one of the sons of the prophet. I am a headman and one who takes care of sycamore trees.'" In verse 15, he says, "And the Lord took me from the flocks, and the Lord said to me, 'Go be a prophet to my people in Israel.'" So what he's trying to tell you here is that Amos was just an ordinary person watching over the sycamore trees, but the Lord took him and made him a prophet. Go and deliver my people in Israel. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 22, he says, "Made us to understand that Peter and Andrew, his brother, were fishermen, just ordinary men, fishing, as well as James and John, the sons of Zebedee, that Jesus converted them from ordinary fishermen to what? Extraordinary men, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ." If you go to the book of that same Matthew chapter 4, from 23 to 25, when they started following Jesus, you discover that Jesus was going about doing good, healing people, all manner of sicknesses. And they now learned, just like I use the Igbo people that learn straight, they now learned how to do what? To prophesy and heal sicknesses. They became extraordinary people. Praise the Lord. And so shall it be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, I will also want us to understand some certain things, that you can become what? An extraordinary person through the following, through prayers. When you are a prayerful person, you will see yourself graduating from being an ordinary person to extraordinary. And going to church. What is church? Church is what? A spiritual place to fill up your spiritual what? Man with the Holy Spirit. You can also be an extraordinary person by fasting, through teaching what you have learned in the church, what you have meditated from the Bible, and through fellowshipping with brethren. As you are led by the Holy Spirit, you are sons and daughters of what? God. And finally, my brothers and sisters, a prayerless Christian is a victim of what? Negative pulls. And it will never be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for this message. To God alone be all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. Our today topic says, Christians are not ordinary. Christians are not ordinary. Psalm 82 verses 6 said, "Say, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High." When you release a bird, do you know that birds don't struggle to fly? When you release a bird, it just clicks into the air. No matter the farmer in the jungle, the lion will not eat grass. The lion does not struggle in the jungle. Likewise, the fish does not struggle to swim. The fish can only struggle when you bring it out of its natural environment. Then it begins to suffocate. In the same vein, the believer is not expected to struggle. God expects you to reign as kings on earth. This is the exemplary life that Jesus Christ gave us, we believers, here while he was on earth. The Bible says the name Christian first emerged at Antioch. When the people saw their behavior, that it was like Christ-like, they said, "These people are just like Christ," and they called them little Christ. According to Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible made us to understand, "And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Christ has redeemed us unto himself, so that we may reign on the earth. Our redemption is first to rule and to reign as priests, and secondly to rule and to reign as kings on the earth. However, you struggle when you are in the wrong place. When you are in the wrong place, when you are where you should not be, when you are in the wrong environment, you struggle there. Just as the fish, when it's being removed from the water, it will suffocate because it's not its natural environment. A lion gives birth to a lion. A goat reproduces goats. Likewise, God gives birth to gods. We are in the class of God. He made you in his image. He made you in his likeness. The problem with Christians is that they see themselves as ordinary human beings. Others can be ordinary, but you are a child of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a brand new being. that has never existed before. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things has become new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new being that has never existed. Therefore, you are not ordinary. You can do what others cannot do. There is a heritage that belongs to you, and God wants you to function in it. Praise the living Jesus Christ. Today, there is too much struggle among believers. It seems as if God delivered us to experience problems. No! God is so good that He has nothing bad to give to you. Believers have a good heritage. It is wrapped up in the finished work of Christ. All that Jesus died for are legally yours. But if you sleep on your right, there is absolutely nothing God can do. When you refuse to do something, there is absolutely nothing God can do. Some believers want God to do their own part and His own part. No, it doesn't work that way. As a believer, you will do your own part. The Bible says faith without work is useless. Faith without work will gain you nothing. You walk with faith. Praise Master Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis chapter 15 verses 18 to 21, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham concerning his seed. I read Genesis 15, 18 to 21. He said, in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed I have given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river of Euphrates. Verses 19, the Kenites and the Kenazites and the Kemosites and the Hittites and the Buzesites and the Remites. Verses 21, and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Gizenites and the Jebusites. All this land listed in Genesis 15, 18 to 21, God gave them to Abraham's seed as possession, even before their arrival, as heritage from the Lord. The Bible made us to understand that God has made provision for every of His children, but we need to contend for our inheritance in Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, "Say, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Seor, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle." For you to possess your possession, you must contend. From the day of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Only the violent take it by force. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 9, "For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries." There are many adversaries. Our pastor have told you who a Christian should be. When Jesus was here on earth, Jesus did not sleep with his assignment. Jesus was going about doing good, healing all that we are sick. The Bible says, and the Lord was with him. Jesus was working. Jesus did not sleep with his assignment. Many Christians are just there. They are Christians. They know what the scripture said, but they are not carrying out what the scripture has said. That is why it looks as if God does not answer prayer. God answers prayer. He wants you to stand up and contend for that which is yours. The enemy has sat on that throne of your glory for a long. It is time to stand up and say no. Enough is enough. The Bible says there are many adversaries on those open doors that the Lord has opened for you. You need to stand up and begin to contend with them in battle so that you can possess your possession. It is time for you to rise and contend in battle. It is time for you to unseat any power or forces that is sitting on your glory. It is your time to possess your possession. It is not just your time, it is your turn in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That God can do, He has done it. He sent His Son Jesus Christ to deliver you from the kingdom of darkness, to deliver you from sin and Satan. Jesus became poor that you might become rich. Jesus said, He said the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes you are healed. I don't know which area that the enemy is afflicting you, and you are just sitting down and you are just looking. God has done all He needs to do for you. He has given you His Son to die. Jesus said, I give unto you power. I give unto you authority. I give unto you authority. He said, whatever I hear you say, so shall I do. Are you just sitting down watching the devil mess up with your life? God have done all he needs to do for you. All you need to do is to stand up and say enough is enough. Stand up and say enough is enough. Say enough is enough. All that God can do, he has done it. It is left to you to enforce your rights. It's a time for you to stand up and take your liberty in him. It is time to discover what is written concerning you. The Bible says, and Jesus opened where it was written concerning him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings. He opened where it was written concerning him. It is time for you to open where it is written concerning you. It is time for you to say enough is enough. The Bible says in the wilderness, when devil came to tempt Jesus, Jesus keep on telling the devil, he said, it is written and it is written. Do you know what is written? Can you defend what the enemy, the accusers of the brethren is accusing you? Can you defend it by God's word? Telling him what is written concerning you? It is time for you to know what is written concerning you. The Bible says, the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are not just a mere word. They are not just an ordinary word. They are a word that is powered by the Spirit of God. The Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. That is the Spirit that is beyond every word that is written in the Bible. Stand up by that word and decree your liberty. Stand up in the word of God and decree your freedom. Stand up in the word of God and stare the devil to his face. Enough is enough. It is time to discover what is written concerning you and constantly declare it to yourself until you become. And when you do, everything about you will change to conform to his image. Everything about you will change to conform to his image, which is the image of Christ. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 18, it says, but we all with an open face, beholding him in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The more you behold him in his word, the more you become like him. The more you talk like him, the more you begin to do what Jesus will do, the more you begin to see yourself as Christ. He said, I am going to my Father. And he handed the mandate over to Christian. Christian, wake up. It is time to stand up and take up the mantle that I've been giving to us, which is go into the world and preach the gospel. And you are there allowing the devil to mess up with your life. Tie you down with sickness. Tie you down with affliction. When you study God's word, keep on beholding him in a glass. He will continue to change you from glory unto glory, from glory to glory, until you are completely changed into his image, the image of Christ. You are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on an hill that cannot be hid. Let your light shine before men. Your light will shine before men. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know the powers of darkness that is contending against your destiny, that would not want you to take up that mantle. I decree your release in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, by the blood of the covenant, I have set a prisoner free out of the pit wherein there is no water. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are free from every shackles of the enemy. Amen. You are free from every entanglement of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything you ever need is in God. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1, he said, God is the husbandman, Jesus is the true vine, and we are the branches. And except the branches abide in the vine, it cannot bring forth fruit. And Jesus said in verses 5, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit, much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. You are listening to me right now. And God is saying to you, the assignment I've given to you, what are you doing with it? He said, when you abide in me, he said, and you will bring forth much fruits. When the vine is abiding in Christ, it will bring forth much fruits. And when you are bringing forth much fruits, it will project you that you will bring more fruits. Praise the living Jesus Christ. Book of 1 John chapter 5 verses 12. He said, he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has no life in him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way out. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 15 verses 28, come unto me, O ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest. Jesus is the solution to any man's problem. There are so many ways in woman's wisdom, but Jesus is the only way to life. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but that way is the way of destruction. There is no other way except in Christ. Jesus is the only way. No matter how you think, you are learned, you are a professor, whatever you are, Jesus is saying that without me, you can do nothing. Without Jesus, you continue to run in a cycle. You continue to walk in a wrong lane. And no matter how fast you run in a long lane, you can never reach your destination. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the light of the world, the light that shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. He said, if any man be in me, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He said, he that walk in me, walk in light, and he shall no longer walk in darkness. He shall walk in the light of life. You are under the sound of my voice. You have not said yes to Jesus. This is another opportunity that God is giving you to say yes to him, because Jesus is the only way. He is the only solution. You are under the sound of my voice. You have been struggling. Jesus is the only answer. He wants to give you rest. He's saying, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. He said, if any man opens, I will come in and I will sup with him. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Open your heart to Jesus. Accept him as your Lord and your Savior. Until he's the Lord of all, he's not the Lord at all. Until you give him all, he's not the Lord at all. This hour, the Lord is calling you to give your life to him, because he is the only answer to your struggles. He is the only solution to your problem. He is the one that has the plan of your life in his arms. He is the one that knoweth the end from the beginning. The Bible says concerning Jeremiah, God said to him, before I formed thee in thy mother's belly, I know thee and I have surnamed thee, and I have made thee a prophet unto nations. Jesus knows who you are. He has programmed your destiny. All you need to do is to go to him. Run to Jesus, the one that has the plan of your life, that he will reveal it unto you. Call unto him and he will answer you. You are under the sound of my voice and you are ready to say, Jesus, I want to give my life to you. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word for me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose again. I believe that without you, I can do nothing. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And by your grace, I will serve you all the days of my life. Remove my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace that I brought you, that grace will sustain you. That grace will keep you. That grace will preserve you. And I see you with the seal of the Holy Ghost. The voice of stranger you will not hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will run this race to the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling. Apostle Paul was not distracted. You will never be distracted. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are under the sound of my voice. And the enemy has held you down with sickness and affliction. Today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day of freedom. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 107, verse 20, he said, he sent forth his word healed and delivered them. He said, he delivered them from all destruction, every plan of the enemies against your life, every agendas of the powers of darkness, every sicknesses and diseases. I curse you upon the life of the children of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you in the life of everyone that believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You sicknesses and diseases, in the name that is above every other name, lose your grip in the life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lose your grip right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lose your grip right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he that Jesus sets free is free indeed. You are free. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are free from that shackle of sickness. You are free from that shackle of diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are with doctor's report, negative report. The Bible says, which report will you believe? The report of the Lord says you are free. You are free from every negative report. That report that you have been heading on to, the doctor said. The great physician, my Bami Gilead, said, I should tell you that report has come to an end in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. That report no longer stands.
because he has set you free. He has sent his word to deliver you. He has sent his word to set you free. Therefore, I decree your freedom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree your healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree your healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are under the pit of the wicked. You are under the trap of the enemy. The enemy have set a trap and you are falling to it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are delivered. The enemy have entangled you. You are caught in the webs of the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ, you break free. In the name of Jesus Christ, you break free. In the name of Jesus Christ, you break free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you that is believing God for the fruit of the womb. The Bible says none shall be barren in the land. Receive your children now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, sink all ye barren, for ye shall be mother of many children. It is time for you to carry your children. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. You are believing God for your life partner. Receive your God ordained spouse in the name of Jesus Christ. You are believing God for breakthrough. The Bible says, for thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. It is time for you to be favored. Receive favor in the name of Jesus. Receive favor in the name of Jesus. Receive favor in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of God the Father. I bless you in the name of God the Son. I bless you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I decree you are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cancel every evil statement. I cancel every evil words. I cancel every unrighteous decree that I've gone forth before now against you. They are canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said the name of Jesus Christ is highly exalted above every other name. And at the mention of that name, Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things other than the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Therefore, every evil statement that have gone forth, the Bible said, who is he that declared a thing? And it cometh to pass when the Lord have not declared it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every evil declaration is canceled over your life, is canceled over your family, it's canceled over your career, it's canceled over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we bless you, we exalt you. Thank you, Jesus, for a glorious day in your presence. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for salvation of soul. Thank you, Lord, for healing. That which you have done shall be permanent in the life of your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. This program, Monty Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation as part of our youth and children outreach program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, prosperity in the name of Jesus in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-6271-5171 or 080-3437-0623. 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience and see you the same time next Sunday by 4 p.m. God bless you and remain ever blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.